A retired Saudi general and his entourage have been holding meetings with Israeli officials in the occupied Jerusalem al-Quds. Anwar Ishqi has held talks with Israel's Foreign Ministry Director General Dor Gold and Coordinator of Government Activities in the Occupied Territories Yoav Mordechai. He has also met with a group of Knesset members. They allege the purpose of the talks has been to encourage dialogue on the Arab Peace Initiative. Ishqi and the Saudi delegation arrived in Israel early this week. They've also met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and two senior government figures in the city of Ramallah. Saudi Arabia and Israel have no diplomatic relations, but there have been reports of secret intelligence sharing between the two regimes. For more on this, on that story, we are joined by Richard Silverstein, a political commentator who joins us live out of Seattle. Mr. Silverstein, thank you so much for being with us. So a retired Saudi general traveling to Israel, meeting with Israeli officials, Knesset members. Israel and Saudi Arabia, they don't actually really go together. I mean, Saudi Arabia being a Muslim country, claiming to be the protectorate of Mecca, home to Muslims, holy sites, and Israel, who is known for its dark track record of occupation and aggression against the Palestinian people. What is going on here?
Well, I think this is a long process that's been underway. That is the background of it, is the conflict between Saudi Arabia and Iran. And this process of Israel and Saudi Arabia becoming closer has been going on for years. And as you said, it started with secret meetings between intelligence services of both countries in Aqaba and Jordan and other places. And now it's advanced to these semi-official, semi-public meetings, bringing a Saudi general and Saudi business people to Israel to explore business opportunities. But I think that basically what is happening is that the Saudis are betraying the Palestinians, turning their back on the Palestinians, because they have a bigger prey in mind, and that is their alliance with other Sunni states in the Gulf and with Israel against Iran. And it's more important to Saudi Arabia to have an ally like Israel in this fight than it is to be true to the Palestinian cause. So it's easier for Saudi Arabia to basically turn its back on the Palestinians. I don't believe for a minute that the purpose of this visit was to advance the Arab Peace Initiative, because that initiative is dead. The Israeli government under Netanyahu has no interest in it. There will not be any peace agreement with the Palestinians. And the Saudis know this, and they're going forward because of their wish to forge a grand alliance against Iran.
And do you think this is merely sort of a Saudi initiative, or we should expect the traces of American support in this story?
I'm not sure about American support, but for sure an alliance between Israel and Saudi Arabia also advances Israel's interests. Israel wants to show the world that it has allies in the world context, and it has very few. So if it can show that it has an alliance with Egypt, its military junta leader al-Sisi, it has an alliance with Saudi Arabia, then it will look to the world like Israel does have some support and some friends, even though those friends may be really corrupt, brutal regimes, authoritarian regimes. Israel still needs friends wherever it can find them, unfortunately.
And do you believe that such meetings, whether overt or covert, will continue between Israeli officials and Saudi officials, and that they will result in anything? As we said, Saudi Arabia and Israel right now, they do not have any diplomatic relations. Do you think this will lead to a resumption of diplomatic ties officially between the two sides?
Yes, I think that's the direction in which this is going. I don't know if the Saudis feel emboldened enough to have formal diplomatic relations without a formal peace agreement with the Palestinians, but my guess is that they would consider doing so. And I want to go back to your last question about the United States. I think the United States is really gradually turning its back on Saudi Arabia, on the repressive, brutal regime that the Saudis represent. I think that while relations with Iran are not settled, I think that the future between the U.S. and Iran is the direction that our foreign policy will head in the Middle East in the long run. The Saudis, I think, perceive this, and they desperately are seeking replacement allies if the U.S. turns its back on them, and Israel is one of those substitutes as far as they're concerned.
So as far as the Palestinian cause is concerned here, I don't think we should believe any solution in the near future when countries like Saudi Arabia try to get closer to Israel instead of, say, sanctioning it and isolating the Israeli regime.
Yes, I think all the rhetoric from the Saudis about being, upholding the Palestinian cause and being the champions of Palestine are false. I think they would be willing to sell Palestine for any benefit that they could get. And I think that this initiative with Israel is something that is far more important to them in the long run, since unfortunately they see Iran as a much more powerful enemy than Israel.
Mr. Silverstein, it was a pleasure to have you with us on Press TV News. Richard Silverstein, political commentator, joining us out of Seattle.